There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. We cry, oh, oh. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Search all over. Couldn't find nobody. I searched high and low. Still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Cause your name above all names, and you're worthy of all our praise. Mighty are the works of your hands. No, mighty are the works of your hands. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. And we cry, oh, oh. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. We cry, oh. Oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Oh, oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. We cry, oh, oh, there's nobody like you, Lord, nobody like you, Lord. And so, God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. We thank you for life today. We thank you for health today. We thank you for strength this day, and we thank you for a brand new day that you have made. We don't take any day for granted, God, but every day that you bless us to see is a brand new day that you have made, a day that you have made us for victory, a day that you have made us for overcoming, a day that you have made us to be more strengthened and be more encouraged, a day, that God, that you have made for us to draw closer to thee, to be in your presence, to make your name glorious, God. Every single day that you bless us to be able to see is another day, God, of victory, oh God, that we can walk according to your power and walk according to your might. You made this day. For God, you are a God that knows our ending from our beginning. So you know the steps that we should take. You know the path that we should go. Oh God, you know the stumbling blocks that the enemy is trying to set up to cause us to be overwhelmed, to cause us to become discouraged, to cause us to become fretful. But God, this morning we bind the hand of the enemy, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind his traps. We bind his snares. We bind his tricks right now as we find ourselves sitting before God, laying before your throne of grace, coming before you, God, in this time of consecration, in this time of
sacrifice, and we have risen up early this morning to call on your great and mighty name. Thank you, God, that wherever we find ourselves at, we can call upon your name. For you promise in your word that when we call upon you, you will answer us and show us great and mighty things. Show us your wonders even now, God. Show us your favor even now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, show us your faith even now. We desire for your glory to be in this place, God. We desire for your spirit to come to more and have his way in our lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And that's because we find ourselves chasing after you. For there is a hunger and there is a thirst after more of you, God, not just righteousness, but God, we have a desire and a thirst and a hunger for more of you, your anointing, your presence, God, because in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. God, there is life evermore. When you show up and you show out, God, when we lift up our voices and magnify your name and you come in and inhabit our praise, God, we are never, ever the same, Lord. We can never return back to where we were because you come in and you change things. You move mountains, God. You perform miracles with your awesome power, God. You do great and wonderful things. And so we invite you in the more, God. That's why we cry out, oh, there is nobody like you. It's our war cry for the morning, God, because there is no one that could compare to you. We can search all over. We'll never find anyone that's like you, God. We can look high, we can look low, but at the end of the day, God, there is no one that's like you. Mama can't be like you, God. My wife cannot be like you. Daddy cannot be like you. My friends cannot be like you, because you've been too good. You've never failed. You've never given up. You've never turned your back on me. God, there is absolutely no one that's like you. And so you can't be compared to anything. And we won't allow anything to God to get before you or to be put ahead of you. And so we bind everything that's unlike you right now, God, as we surrender to your will and as we submit to your way, God. You have great things in store for us, and we don't want to allow anything to separate us from your love today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're not worried about yesterday. We're not worried about tomorrow, oh God, but we're worried about the gift that you have given us today, and that is this present moment and this present time. So come to more and have your way, God, as we bow down before you this morning, as we seek your face early in the morning, Lord, while you say you, I mean, while you yet may be found, oh God, before the hustle and the bustle of the day gets going, before we get caught up at work or caught up at school, before we get caught up in the cares and the foolishness of this world, we seek your face, we seek your anointing. We seek your presence, and Lord, we seek your power, for it's by your power, God, that we are able to overcome. It's by your spirit, God, that we have the victory, and so, God, we submit ourselves to you. We say yes even now, God, yes to your will, and yes to your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, we shall obey, God. Yes, we put flesh under subjection. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, I will bridle my tongue, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I will say things, oh, God, out of frustration, oh, God. Out of anger, God, not this day, God, because my mouth, oh God, is made to be an instrument of praise. These lips were not here to curse anyone, God, but it was made to worship you. It was made to proclaim your name. It was made to breathe in, I mean, to build life and build hope in the mighty name of Jesus. Use these lips of clay this day, God, that I may be the vessel that you need me to be. Anoint my head even now. Anoint my head with oil. Anoint me, God, even now in the mighty name of Jesus. And anoint everyone right now under the sound of my voice. Oh, God, send life into their dry areas right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have a people, oh, God, that have been beaten up, battered, and bruised, Lord. And we need you to breathe up from the four corners of the world. You told Ezekiel, you asked Ezekiel a simple question. Shall these dry bones live? And, God, we have many dry areas in our lives. And, God, when Ezekiel could only reply and say, Lord, thou knowest. Lord, I don't know what my next steps are. God, I don't know what you have in order for me, God, what you have planned for me. God, I don't know, oh, God, the great. But I know, oh God, that you know my ending from my beginning. God, I know that you are the answer to every single question and every single problem that comes our way. But I know, God, that there is nothing too hard for you, Lord, that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I could ever ask or think. I know, God, that you can do anything but fail. And so I ask, God, that you breathe into us right now, Lord, the breath of life. Breathe into us, oh God. Breathe into our homes. Oh, God, where we have been beaten up, God, by the cares of this world, oh, God, thoughts of the family. God, we pray that you breathe into our homes, oh, God, right now. In the name of Jesus, breathe in life, breathe in unity, breathe in hope right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Bind the spirit of deception, bind the spirit of chaos, oh, God, bind the spirit, oh, God, of God, disunity. Oh, God, that the enemy is trying to set up in the family to cause the family unit not to be strong and not to be whole. We need you, God, today. We can't make it without you today. And so not only do we need you to breathe into our homes, Lord, we need you to breathe into our relationships, Lord. Oh, God, our relationships, God, today that are worn down, God, by finances, relationships that are worn down, God, by frustration on the job, God, relationships that are worn down, God, by a lack of ability or a lack of forethought or a lack of planning, God, whatever it may be. Oh, God, even intrusion by enemies. Oh, God, those are people that come in and try to stir up mischief. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, relationships have been battered and relationships have been bruised. But you are a God of restoration. Oh, God, you are a God of healing. Oh, God, you are a God that makes things over again. Oh, God, we pray that you put our relationships on a potter's wheel right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and shape us and mold us back together. Make us unified. Make us one. Oh, God, make us meet, oh God, for one another, oh God, and for the master's use, God. Shape our relationships, God, that they may be, oh God, modeled after you. For God, when we were deep in sin, God, you loved us in spite of our faults, Lord. When we didn't have an opportunity, oh God, to get before your throne of grace, when we could only come before you, God, one time a year to offer a sacrifice, we no longer have to bring our promise, our cares, or our sins, or our sacrifice, oh God, to the priest anymore, but we can come boldly before your throne of grace. Oh, God, we don't have to stay behind the veil anymore, but we have an advocate right now. We have one that sits right next to you who advocates on our behalf. Well, we can bring our petitions, and God, and he intercedes on our behalf. Thank you for access, Lord. The access right there is a breath of life. Just the knowledge to know, God, that I don't have to go to the priest anymore. Oh, God, just the knowledge to know that I don't have to sprinkle blood under the doorpost anymore. That's a breath of life, God, that you just breathed into us because you reminded us, God, that we have direct access to you. Whatever it is that we need, God, we can bring it unto you, God. Whatever is weighing us down, we can cast it over to you, Lord. But you said, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. You love us that much, God, that you'll hold down, that you'll bear every single one of our burdens. God, you love us so much that you gave your only begotten son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins. You love us so much that you won't allow anything to separate us. And we always take that scripture, God, as us allowing things to separate us from you. But God, you made that same promise that you won't allow anything to separate us from you as well. You won't let trials, and you won't let tribulations. You won't let things to come and all those other things that are listed in Romans 8:32-33. You won't allow any of those things to cause us to have a separation. Your love is unconditional. Your love is never ending. Your love never fails. It never gives up. God, I thank you. And God, that your love never runs out. And every single morning that we take a breath is another opportunity for us to get things straight with you. It's another chance to say yes. It's another chance to say, God, I submit. God, it's another opportunity for us to say that we surrender and that we're sorry. And God, help us to do better today. Help us to grow stronger in you today. Help us to walk according to your will and not that our will is done, God, that our wills line up with your will. It's another chance. And you've blessed us with another opportunity to magnify you and to glorify your awesome and your wonderful name. So we thank you for this day, God. Thank you for a breath of life that is breathing in us right now, God. Thank you for strength, oh God, a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you for a right mind to serve you this morning and a right mind to rise up early to magnify you and to glorify you and to offer unto you a praise for the fruit of our lips. It's called a sacrifice, God. When things may not be going our way, we're willing to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise with the fruit of our lips. That means whatsoever state that I find myself in, I'm content enough to know that my God shall supply all of my needs. I'm bold enough to say that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm strong enough to say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. That my God is awesome. That my God is mighty. That my God never fails. That my God can do great and wonderful things. That's what praise will do. Praise will come in and it will shift our atmosphere. It will come in, oh God, and breathe light into every single environment that we are in. You come on in, God. When we offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, you inhabit the praises of your people. That means a great big old God comes in and dwells in the midst of his people because you love to hear the praises of your people. You love to hear your people magnify you and glorify you. And our praise confuses the enemy. When we praise him, when we magnify you, when we glorify you, when we lift up your name, oh God, in spite of our situation, in spite of our issue, in spite of our trials, and we say God is still yet good, that our God still sits high and looks low, that my God is a blessing, and that he is a keeper, and that he is a way maker. When we affirm how great you are, God, it just makes your chest stick out. It makes you proud that you have a people that loves you in unconditionally as well. And that is our heart's desire today, to love you just like you have loved us. Each and every day, to press towards that mark for the high prize of, for that calling, that higher calling. Press for the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We desire to move forward, God, in every area of our lives. And so we submit to you today. We submit to you right now. We submit to your will and submit to your way. Lead us and guide us and direct us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that your will might be done in our lives and that we may be the vessels that you need for us to be. Honor our sacrifice this morning. Let nothing that we do be for vain glory, and let nothing that we do, God, be in vain, God. But everything that we do, God, as we submit it to you and we anoint it for you, God, and we surrender to you, God, we ask that you come to more and have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Move by your power even now, God. Move by your power, God, in our home. Move by your power in the lives of our children. Move by your power in the lives of our co-workers. Move by your power in the lives of our families and our loved ones. Move across this land. Let a spirit of revival spring forth, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we bring ourselves back to prayer, God. We're living in a day and time, God, where there's wickedness everywhere, God. Wickedness in high places, Lord. And you said, if my people which have been called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven. Then you will forgive our sins. Then you will heal our land. Ain't that the impetus, God? Oh, God, the catalyst, God, is prayer, God, that men ought to always pray and not faint and not give up and not become weary in well-doing, knowing that in due season we shall reap if we faint not, if we continue to hold fast to you, if we continue to hold on to you, just like Jacob did. He said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me today. I'm not going to let you go. Give us that determination. Give us that spirit of fighting for you. Oh, God, give us that hunger and thirst, God, that we won't allow anything to get in the way of being pleasing to you, God. Because at the end of the day, only what we do for you will last. Nothing else will do. God, all of these things that we're chasing after, God, all of these things that we chase after, it won't last. All of these riches and these houses and these cars, oh, God, and these positions on our jobs, they won't do anything. They won't do anything to get us in the kingdom. Only what you do for Christ will last. So get our attention, God. Help us to get our focus on straight, God. It's not about pleasing man. It's not about chasing after these things that will fade away. Oh, God, all of these houses, God, they just decay, Lord. These cars just wear down. They lose their value. They lose their worth, God. But the things that you provide that are eternal, God, they never lose their value, God. Having a spirit of love, it never loses its value, Lord. Having a spirit of meekness, Lord, it never loses its value, Lord. Oh, God, none of the fruit of the Spirit loses its value, Lord. And so each and every one is there, long-suffering, temperance, gentleness, meekness, patience, faith, God, love, joy. Those things lose its value. So get our attention, God, this day, and help us to focus on those things that are important, and that's focusing on you. You told us in your word that if we seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, if we seek after doing your will,
if we seek after doing what you've told us to do, if we take time to read your word, you said, then you'll add unto us if we seek you first and your righteousness. Holiness, oh God, is what you desire for us. God, holiness is what you long for us. You long for us to be a holy people, a peculiar nation, a chosen generation. You called us out of darkness for a reason, God, to be a vessel, not just to have wealth on this land, to think that we are somebody special, but God, and to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think. But God, you've called us out of darkness into your marvelous light to be a vessel for you, to be a witness for you, to be somebody that's someone who don't know you in the pardon of their sins can see and come and ask, what must I do to be saved? Each and every day you bring us across somebody that needs to hear that there is a Savior that still lives today. They need to know that there is hope. They need to know that there is still salvation available, that it's not too late, that even though the world may be waxing more and more evil, there is still hope today. There is still a God and a Savior that reigns and sits high and looks low today, that you are still in the miracle-working business. It doesn't matter what the affliction is. It doesn't matter what the situation is. It doesn't matter what the trial or the tribulation may be. God, you're still able. You still can, and you still will. You'll never fail, God, but you can overcome a multitude of things that are going in our, that are going on in our lives. And if we have the boldness and the ability and the faith to cast them all over to you, God, there's nothing that you cannot handle. You are omnipotent. God, you're all-powerful. You're omniscient. God, you're all-knowing. And God, you're omnipresent, Lord. You're everywhere. And so even though we may be praying from multitudes of areas this morning, thank you for those that have joined in, calling from various areas across this country, Lord. And God, we can do this because you are everywhere. You blessed us with technology that we can come together, encourage one another, come together to be refined, God, as we seek your face. We lay before your throne of grace even now, God, and we ask that you come to more and have your way in our lives, Lord. Make us strong. Make us unified. Give us oneness in spirit and oneness in mind, God, to be about our Father's business. Like Jesus said, he said at an early age, I must be about my Father's business. Every day, God, is an opportunity for us to be about our Father's business. You have purpose, God, for us every single day, a purpose and a plan, because you know the way that we should take. You have an expected end for us, and you think thoughts of peace and not of evil, God, to give us that expected end. So no matter where we may be at today, draw us nearer to thee, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Draw us nearer. Let there be a praise on our lips, God, a song of praise, a song of worship, a song to magnify you, a song to glorify you. Let there be a song of worship on our lips all the day long so that you will be with us all the day long. You tell us that men ought to always pray and not faint. Everywhere we go to pray, but everywhere we go in praying, God, we're going in prayer and praise as well. That's our weapon against the enemy, our weapon against depression, our weapon against, oh God, despair. It's to magnify the God of our salvation, to make his name glorious. When the children of Israel, anytime they got their mind together and they realized when they were out of order and they were outside of your will, they cried out to you. And then they began to praise you. And because your track has been the same, when praises go up, blessings kept coming on down. Blessings kept coming on down, kept raining on down. And so let that be our use today. Let that be our tool today to praise you, God, so that the blessings that we need, God, the favor that we need, Lord, the doors that we need opened, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they'll come on down, because we'll make your name glorious all the day long. Help us today, Lord. Help us to be the parents that you have ordained for us to be. Help us to be the Christian that you have shaped us and made us to be. Help us to be the man or the woman, the grandfather, the grandmother, the daughter, the son, whatever we may be. Help us to be who you have called for us to be today. Let us not waste another day. Let us not become distracted by things that are not fruitful. Help us to not be weary in well-doing.
Because oftentimes, God, it seems like we're trying our best to do everything that's right, and it seems like everything is going wrong. But help us to look to you, Lord. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the rock of our salvation, the wheel in the middle of the wheel. You are our God. You are our present help in the time of trouble. So, God, help us not to look at circumstances. Help us not to look at life. But, God, help us to rest on your promises. For your promises always outweigh our problems. You're greater. You're stronger. You're mightier than every single situation that may come our way. You're greater than the enemy because he can't be everywhere. He only can be in one place at one time. It's like none other. There's nobody like you, Lord. You are magnificent in all your ways and glorious in all your ways. And so we bless your name this day. Thank you for this day that you have made. Thank you for the victory already that we have in store for us, that you have in store for us today. Thank you for the way that you are making already as we seek your face early this morning. And so, God, I thank you for our days of prayer. As we have reached day 29 of our 40 days of prayer, as we work our way to our holy convocation, and I pray for each and every city that is represented under the sound of my voice this morning. I thank you for all of those that have tuned in. And, God, I pray that you help them to be vessels of light in their communities on this day. And I can't even go to the community, but let me start where I need to start at. Help them to be a light in their homes, God, where they may be at right now in the mighty name of Jesus, or in the cars that they may be driving in. On their way to work, help them to be the lights that you have called for them to be. You told us that we should be cities that are set upon a hill that cannot be hid. And the only way that the city can be lit, Lord, is that we let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and give our God the glory and the honor and the praise. So, Holy Ghost, light us up even now. Shine your light in us even now. And if there's anything in us that's unlike you that will cause us to fail God today, that will cause us to fall short of his glory, God, today, we pray, Lord, that you will uproot it right now. Holy Spirit, shine your light in us and uproot everything that's unlike you and make us clean and make us whole and forgive us of all of our sins and purify us, oh God, and purge us even now that we may be the vessels of honor that you need for us to be today. And then help us to shine in our homes, to be the light that someone might be saved, or someone might have hope, or someone might be encouraged to press on, to fight on for you in the mighty name of Jesus. And then help us to be a light on our jobs. Help us to be a light as we walk down the street. Wherever we may go, Lord, let your light so shine in us, Lord, that we may be the vessels that our cities, God, may be changed, that our communities, Lord, may be affected by your light, that they may be affected by your righteousness, that they may be affected, Lord, by what is right and not what is wrong and not what is evil. Help us to be agents of change in our cities and in our communities, Lord, wherever we may be at. You placed us there for a reason, and you have a plan and a purpose for each and every one of our lives. So I pray for the city of Dumfries, Lord, where I'm at right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the city of Manassas, Lord, where I know my wife is right now, Lord. I pray, God, for Memphis, Tennessee, Lord, where I know my mother is, Covington, Tennessee. Oh, God, I pray, God, for everyone that is joined. I don't know all of the cities that they're calling from this morning, Lord, but each and every city, God, I pray for salvation. Oh, God, a spirit of revival to reign and spring forth in their communities now, Lord. Save the unsaved, Lord, and use me to be a vessel, Lord. Save those that are lost, Lord, and use me to be a vessel, Lord. Reclaim the backsliders, Lord, and let us be a vessel to be used by you. Let us be available, God. You can use us to enact change wherever we are in our communities, Lord. We don't have to be the mayor. We don't have to be the county judge or county head. We don't have to be the main person in charge. But just use us, Lord, today to be a vessel for you that we can invoke change one by one. We may not be able to get to the tens. We may not be able to get to the hundreds or the thousands. But God, let us change one today. Let us touch one today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us touch one today that men might be saved, that someone might be delivered, that a backslider might be reclaimed, a body may be healed, Lord. Do it, God, for your glory. Do it for your honor, and then do it for your praise. Then I pray, as I do on every single Wednesday, Lord, for my brothers in the gospel. I pray for Brother Herschel Chenault, Brother Samuel Metcalf, Brother Brian Jones, and their ministries here in this Triangle, Dumfries, Stafford area. I pray for the pastors in the Great Northern District, Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Assistant Superintendent Eddie B. Pruitt, Pastor Floyd Hawkins and Pastor Kenneth Hawkins, Pastor Ray Satterfield, Pastor Andy Court, Pastor Wayne Cream, Pastor Kristen Cooley, Pastor William Cornick, Pastor Lawrence Clyette, and then myself, Lord. Help us to take the city, Lord. Help us to take every one of our cities, to be the vessels that you've called for us to be. Help us to stand. Help us to remain steadfast. Help us to become more unmovable, to be about our Father's business in every area of our lives. Help us to encourage the people to preach the gospel in season, out of season. Lord, in the name of Jesus, whether they want to hear or whether they don't want to hear, the gospel is still what we need. Your word is a lamp unto our feet. And it's a light unto our pathways. It's your word, God, that we can hide in our heart that will help us not to sin against thee. It's your word that will help us to stand. And you tell us in your word, how can they hear unless there is a preacher? Help us to preach the gospel today. And then help the members, God, those that are not preachers, Lord, to not to forsake the assembling them themselves together. You call us to be together to encourage one another. Being at home, God, is not the place. It's not the place, Lord, to encourage one another. You've made us into people that need to work together, that need to be in each other's presence. Because when we testify and tell about the goodness, it reaffirms that if you do one great thing for someone, God, you're not just a respecter of person that you can only do it for one, but you can do the same thing for the other. So if you save one person's child, wayward child, you can save the next person's wayward child. If you turn one person's finances around, God, you can turn somebody else's finances around. Healed and performed a miracle in someone else's life, you can do it in another person's life. Lord, you are not a respecter of persons. And so when we come together, it just reaffirms that you do great things and that you're still in the miracle working business. And so, God, I ask that you bless us this day, that you lead us and guide us and direct us, Lord. Give us the strength that we need to press on, to fight on, to move on, to move forward in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open up our eyes that we might see. Help us to see the dangers that are seen and unseen even now, God. Oh, God, that we may not fall into traps today, that we may not be ensnared by the enemy on this day. But, God, make our feet like hinds' feet in every single trial that comes our way. Give us the ability to step over them and continue to draw nearer to thee and to march higher and higher in you. There is a higher calling for each and every single one of us on this day. There is a greater anointing, God, that you have in store for us today. There is a higher prize, a higher mark, Lord, that you have for each and every one of us today. Give us the strength to reach the goal. Give us the ability to fulfill the purpose that you have for our lives and the plans that you have for our lives today. Strengthen us, God, in every area that we may be weak. For you said, when we are weak, God, you are made strong. Let us be weak even now, Lord, that you might reign in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, God, because when I seem like I can't do anything, that allows you to show that you can do everything. Help us to submit to your will today. Help us to submit to your way. Help us to surrender completely and solely and fully, to you. In the name of Jesus, that your will might be done in our lives. Grant us victory. Grant us strength. Grant us power. And grant us an anointing today. Oh, God, like none other before. Yesterday's anointing, yesterday's favor, yesterday's mercy won't do. But God, what you have new for us today, let it flow on us even now. And grant us peace, grant us joy, and grant us victory on this day. Thank you for being an awesome God, a God that hears my cries and hears our pleas each and every time that we call. We don't have to have any doubt that when we put our petitions before you, when we cast our cares upon you, Lord, you hear us and you come to our beckoning call. Let us not be weary, God, if you don't answer us immediately, Lord. And I want to say thank you, God, because I know that there is rain coming. I said it a couple of days ago, that there is a sound of an abundance of rain. There is a change that is about to come into the lives of your people if we can just hold on, if we can just continue to trust you, if we continue to put our faith and our hope in you. God, you won't let trouble last always. Seasons, oh God, don't last always, but seasons have to come and seasons have to go. There's a time and a place for everything under the sun. There's a time and a place. And we thank you, God, that you won't put no more on us than we can bear. Make us stronger, God, today. Make us more wiser, Lord, today. Use us for your glory and for your honor. And if you do this, God, we'll give you the glory, honor, and praise. We'll magnify you. We won't take any of your glory, but we'll let everyone know that it was nobody but our God that did it. Thank you for being God today. And we magnify your name on this day. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. Amen and amen.